We continue Siman Tofrish Ayin Hey, the halachas of hadlaka isa mitzvah v'loy hanocha, that the mitzvah is in the actual lighting, not in the placing of the menorah. So the halacha is that one should light in the place that he placed it originally, meaning when they used to light outside, and then you should be lighting it and placing it all outside. However, if a person has lit inside, so originally lit inside, and now he goes and places it outside, he's not yotze with that. Because anyone watching him will think the reason why he's moving it is for his own purposes. Now, even nowadays, where most of us light inside, and therefore by lighting inside, one is yotze the mitzvah, still, when one has lit inside, he should not then be moving it outside. Because again, if anyone sees you moving your menorah after you've lit, they'll think, why are you moving it? It must be for your own purposes. Okay. So it's the other way around, even. If a person's lit outside, he can't then go and put it inside. And if he does, he's not yotze. And the truth is, one should even be careful, even within inside, that when if you've lit your menorah, for example, by the window, you should not then be moving it within that first half an hour onto the dining room table. Because again, someone who's watching will say, it looks like you're just moving it for your own purposes. Rather, if you need to move it, you should be waiting half an hour after Seisik Chachavim, and then going ahead and putting it where you want. Okay. Although there are some mekinim regarding moving it around, avadalach echila, one should be careful not to move it around. And the truth is, even regarding the menorah in the shul, within that first half an hour after it's lit, one should not be moving it around, because it looks like you just lit it for your own purpose then, but if you move it around. As already mentioned, and it comes up here again, that b'shas the menorah is lit, it should have enough oil in it to last for that half an hour, or to last at least half an hour after Tzeisik Kichavim. If a person makes the bracha and it's only, let's say, a quarter of an hour worth of oil in there, and then afterwards he adds in more oil, he's not yotze, and needs to put it out and then relight it without a bracha. Okay. Women are mechoyev in their Chanukah just like men are. However, when a man lights, then only he needs to light. The woman does not need to light. So even though women are just as mechoyev as men are in the mitzvah, the women do not need to light if the man of the house, the father, let's say, is lighting. The reason for this is the following. You've got to realize, number one, me'ikadin, you only need one ner per family. Now, but even for many of us who are machmir, we mahader, to do mahadrim and mahadrim so that everyone lights, still the women do not need to light. Why? Two reasons. Number one, the women are considered to be, I'm just going to quote the Loshen that he brings over here, women are considered to be tefelos la'anoshim. And number two, ishtoi kegufoi. Those are the two svaras. But avad, if a woman wants to light, she can light, and she can make a bracha as well. And so too, if the man's not home, or if there's no man in the house, then for sure, a woman should light with a bracha, because she is as mechuyev as a man is. Okay, she also has the ability to make the man into a shliach for her, and so too, the man has the ability to make her a shliach for him, because she's as mechuyev as a man is. Now, Me'ik hadin, even if the man is in the house at the time, so for sure, if the man's not in the house at the time, for example, the man's not able to get home until 12 o'clock at night, then for sure the woman can light at home for the family. That's poshut. But even if the man is home at the time, the woman, me'ik hadin, really, can light for him. Shlichus, just like he can make kiddush for her, so too she can light for him. However, Reb Chaim says over here in Shein Halachas that said it's not appropriate to do it because he says it's Chazal say tovim ma'ar la'adam she'ishtem mevareches lo, that it's not appropriate essentially for the woman to wait to see the man. Just a couple more points. If a cheresh shoyt v'katan light for the family, obviously the family are not yotze, and a katan can't be much to the man, nor can be much to the woman, because as we mentioned, they're both mechuyev as much as each other. However, a katan for sure, once he's above the age of chinuch, he should be lighting for himself. A blind person should ideally have other people lighting for him, or he should join in to the purchase of the neiros, or of the oil, This is called being mishtatef priti, which is something which we'll see a little bit later on, that you can join in someone else's mitzvah by buying into it. If he lives in his own house, then someone else should be someone else should help him light, but he should not make a bracha. And the last halacha of this siman is that a ger, although a ger's forefathers, someone who converted to Yiddishkeit, his forefathers did not experience the miracle of Hanukkah, and therefore you may have thought he can't say she'asa nisim la'avoseinu, that Kodesh Baruch Hu performed a nis for our forefathers, yet in halacha he is allowed to say she'asa nisim la'avoseinu.